Country Club FM.
Bob Almanac quiz at the end of the Bob Almanac today for a chance to win those tickets. Clint Black, Trace Adkins, Terry Clark, the grandstand at the fair, and I forgot to look into the Weird Al tickets.
That's right. Because
he's there this year.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that.
Don't want to miss that. That's a bucket list performer for me. I need to hear him sing Another One Rides the Bus and play the accordion because he's very good at that. Accordion and the concertina. This day, Tuesday, August 6th, 218th day of the year, 147th day going into what we have left now here in 2019. Daylight's disappearing and number of days disappearing on us here. On a daily basis.
Yes, we do.
But that's how it works. That's the circle of life, my friends.
This date, can't stop it.
1890, this date, Denton True Young, you know him probably better as Cy. Cy Young pitched in his first Major League Baseball game. You know, he played for teams that don't even exist anymore.
Right.
The Boston Rustlers, the Cleveland Naps, the Boston Americans, the St. Louis Perfectos.
The Cleveland Spiders.
And that was who he was pitching with on this date when they defeated the Chicago White Sox.
He'd win 510 more before he was done.
He had a long career, too.
Yeah, he did.
He played until like 1911, so he was
won
late.
A lot of games.
Late 1800s and early 1900s. This date in 45.
Between these two rivers, damage was greatest. Although no section of Hiroshima, a city of over 300,000, remained unscathed. For many days after the actual bombing, thousands continued to die of burns and shock.
Yeah, 70,000 died instantly from the bomb, the little boy, which was dropped by the Enola Gay. This date at 8:15 Eastern Daylight Time, the super fortress Enola Gay, 70,000 people died immediately, and then there was another 100,000 or something. It put it like to 150,000, I think, total. And then Japan still did not surrender, and then they dropped another one on Nagasaki.
Yeah.
And it's just absolute horror.
It is.
And
I can't even think about it.
But it is actually something that saved lives because it looked like we were going to be forced to invade Japan. Even though it was obvious that Japan was losing, they weren't giving up.
Nope.
And it's probably one of those things that we needed to use it once, in this instance twice, to find out we should never ever use it again.
Right.
So that was this date, 1945. In 1973, Stevie Wonder, seriously injured in a car accident. You know, he already couldn't see. He, for a time, permanently lost his sense of smell and his sense of taste because of this accident. I think he got... From what I read, he got his sense of taste back, but he still didn't get all of his sense of smell back.
Wow.
And you say when you lose one sense, all the other ones get better, but then he gets into this car accident. He was in a coma for four days, this date in 73. Still a great artist, I'll tell you that. Stevie Wonder is still going strong to this date. He's been around forever because he started like when he was 12.
Right.
1981, firefighters in Indianapolis answered a false alarm. They went out to this false alarm, and when they returned to their station, the station was engulfed in fire from a grease fire. So the firemen were gone on a false alarm, and they came back, and their fire station was ablaze with a grease fire. They got out of there so fast, they forgot that they had burgers on the grill.
Right.
Beans don't burn on the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. Well, they were burning. Firefighters in Indianapolis. In 83, this was historic because it was the first ever NFL exhibition game in Europe.
Final question, your final thoughts on this London adventure?
Well, I think it has been an adventure, and when you win, it makes it all worthwhile, and we might be the forerunner of other games over here because I think the reviews should be good.
And yes, they were the forerunner. The Vikings played the St. Louis Cardinals. 1983 exhibition football, and the Vikings won that game 28-10.
Nice. That was Bud, right?
That was Bud Grant. Teddy Brown scored the first ever European
T-bone.
NFL touchdown. Yes. Played golf with him. He was at the MMF tournament at Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Real treat to talk to him.
Nice.
That was in 81 and then 83. So 83 for the Vikings and Cardinals in 86.
Whoever she was, I must have scared the living daylights out of her.
James Bond, 007, The Living Daylights.
So this was the date that Timothy Dalton was announced as the fourth actor to play James Bond. And
only twice, right?
Yes, that one and License to Kill, I think, was the other one. Living Daylights.
He was pretty good. Okay.
He took a different spin on it, a little more serious, not as humorous.
Yes.
And they were trying to get Roger Moore to come back, and they had already started some filming and preparation for the movie, but they couldn't get Roger Moore back. So they, on this date, they announced Timothy Dalton, and then that movie, Living Daylights, would be released in 1987. 2011.
Afghan officials say a NATO Chinook helicopter crashed during an anti-Taliban mission overnight in a region west of Kabul. The Taliban says its fighter shot down the helicopter with a rocket-propelled grenade. Sources tell CBS News the Chinook was carrying U.S. and Afghan forces in the Wardak region.
That was 2011, where that helicopter went down. 30 U.S. soldiers were killed. Many of them were members of the super elite SEAL Team 6.
Right.
That was responsible for the Pakistan raid that led to the demise of Osama bin Laden a few months earlier. So that was in 2011. And then we go back 4 years.
Rather than saying goodbye or goodnight, I'm just going to say, I'm going to go get a drink. And I'm sure I'll see you guys before I leave.
Jon Stewart signed off on The Daily Show, his last Daily Show, last episode for him on Comedy Central. That was 2015. He did that from 1999 to 2015. He did that for 16 years. Craig Kilborn, Minnesota Twin Cities native,
yes,
he did it before him.
Right.
On The Daily Show. Fake news show. But sometimes that was more real news than the actual was supposed to be real news, right?
For sure.
2015 is when that happened. It's birthday time. Let's go to Bob Newhart's office, huh?
Well, cheer. I have your reservations for your Mexico trip.
Ah, magnificent Mexico. Enchiladas, burritos, tostadas.
Toristas.
Peter Bonners, he was the dentist.
Yeah.
Always wearing
curly
that white.
And...
yeah, he was always wearing that white. That white lab coat, dentist coat, if you will.
Smock or whatever you call him.
He was a good actor, and he was also a pretty good director of television shows. He's still with us. He's 81 today.
Admiral Kirk!
Admiral, there'll be whales here.
Hold on, Lassie. It gets bumpy from here. So she was in Star Trek IV. Is anybody here a marine biologist? She was the marine biologist helping Kirk and the crew with their whales that they're bringing back to the future. Catherine Hicks.
Nice.
You may also remember her from the show Seventh Heaven.
Yep.
She was big into that as well. She is 68.
I'm doing all right.
How's your future doing, Neil?
I gotta wear shades.
Lead singer of the group Timbuk 3, Pat McDonald. Happy birthday to him.
I like the name.
Timbuk 3?
Yeah, it's pretty clever.
It's clever, yeah, definitely. He's 66 today. Oh, did we mention a quiz? We're going to do a quiz?
Almanac quiz.
Yep. Would be the almanac without...
TV theme time.
Fred Dreyer.
Oh, yes.
And Stephanie Kramer. It's Stephanie Kramer's birthday today. She was his partner on Hunter.
Hunter.
She was Dee Dee.
He was a part of the fearsome foursome.
Yeah, he was. So Stephanie Kramer is 63. Loretta Lynn's daughters. Remember the Lynns?
Yeah. To woman.
Peggy and Patsy.
Face to face.
The Lynn twins.
Slipping. 55
today. That's Woman to Woman. That was heard on the radio. Probably played that, what, 97, 98, late 90s, somewhere. That was it. So happy birthday to the Lynns. The Admiral, David Robinson, is 54. Played 14 years with the San Antonio Spurs. Of course, he was in the Navy.
Pros
for the longest time, and he was a solid center, and he is 54 today. M. Night Shyamalan, Shyamalama Ding Dong, screenwriter, director, The Village, Signs, The Sixth Sense. Those are some pretty good movies.
Yep.
And he's just 40. I would have thought he was much older doing those movies, but he's only 49 today.
If you put two and two together, you will see.
Was Ginger Spice your favorite Spice?
I think she was.
Jerry Halliwell. I think she was the first one to leave the group, too, to say, I need a solo career. So Jerry Halliwell, happy birthday to her. She's 47 as a Spice Girl. And Punky Brewster.
And on the next pitch, he smashed a home run right at me.
Holy mackinoli! Did you catch it?
See this bump?
Soleil Moon Frye, she was Punky Brewster, 43, acting there with the guy who played the Commandant Lassard from Police Academy.
Okay.
Good speech. Good speech.
Gone.
So Soleil Moon Frye is 40.
Not forgotten.
Might as well.
English poet Alfred Lord Tennyson. You may remember, I'm sure we had to, you know.
He was a poet laureate.
Right. He was born on this day, 1809. How about actor Hoot Gibson? He was in some westerns back in the day. Born on this day, and he's got a nice name. Your name is Hoot. That's pretty good. 1892. She was the first lady of comedy on television, Lucille Ball. Another TV theme time. And occasionally she had some splaining to do. That was Lucille Ball, born on this day, 1911. Great actor, Robert Mitchum.
Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town. The revenuers chased him, but they couldn't run him down. Each time they thought they had him,
pretty good singer.
His engine would explode. He'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road.
Thunder Road.
Thunder over Thunder Road. Thunder was his engine and white light.
Yes, indeed. That is Robert Mitchum. You may remember him with the Duke in El Dorado. And James Caan, love it. And
Max Cady in the original Cape Fear.
He did some detective PI, Private Eye movies, too. Robert Mitchum, born on this day, 1917. Filmmaker and pop artist Andy Warhol, born on this day, 1928. And you may remember the saga of Joan Benet Ramsey, the young child who was murdered. They still, I don't think, have ever said to come up with you know, who actually,
it's not
actually
solved. It's cold
killed
case.
This young
cold
lady.
Case. Cold case.
Joan Benet Ramsey, born on this day, 1990. They're gone, but not forgotten.
Today's quiz for the tickets for Clint Black, Terry Clark, Trace Atkins, Minnesota State Fair on August 26th. Tickets for you, if you can name. You know, we have the Lynn twins celebrating today. They are 55.
Mm-hmm.
The youngest daughters of Loretta Lynn. Mm-hmm. Give me one of the two names. Should we just go two or one of the two or
one
both?
Of the two is
one of the two
good.
Is good enough. One of the two names of the Lynn sisters, the Lynn twins. They were known as the Lynns when they were recording and releasing songs. So a name, give me the name of one of the two celebrating here today. Born this day, 1964, 763-450-0100. First caller with the correct answer will win the tickets. Hits, Hats, History Tour. It's going to be history, going to be hats. And there will be hits.
And it includes State Fair admission.
All
as well.
Three of those wear hats, right? It's not
they
like
do.
Travis Tritt
or
Marty
right.
Stewart. It's Trace Atkins, Clint Black, Terry Clark. They all wear hats.
Right.
And that's a good thing. 763-450-0100. Good luck. Would you like to start a Bobathon, a long run of uninterrupted music with Tracy Lawrence and friends? Find out who your friends are. Sarah Evans, Born to Fly, or Martina McBride, Independence Day.
I'd like to find out who my friends are.
It's next.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY. Fairbanks.